إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah to demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from your deeds and forgive you of your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Last week we were talking about the life that's here in Masjid wa Ahl al-Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve it. But last Friday night we went on to show the responsibility of holding the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted the believers with. And we want to take a look at some ayah to remind us of that lecture, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qal, Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibali fa abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan innahu kana zaluman jahula. Allah ta'ala, He says, indeed we offered the amana, the trust or the responsibility, to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused the trust and they were afraid of it. But the human being, he accepted the offer to handle the trust. Indeed, he is unjust to himself and ignorant of what he has accepted the responsibility of. And last week we were taking a look at one of the ways to handle our responsibility and to remind us to not to be neglectful of handling this amana. From the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةُ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ قَالُوا كَيْفَ إِضَاعَتُهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ إِذَا أُسْنِدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ أخرجه البخاري. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when the amana or the trust are lost, then just wait for the last hour. Meaning this is a sign that the last hour will be established if the believers do not uphold the trust that has been given to them. So someone asked, how will it be lost, O Messenger of Allah? How would the trust be lost, O Messenger of Allah? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said,
When the responsibilities are given to the unqualified, then just wait for the hour. And this has been authentically collected by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. So last week we were discussing the importance of qualifying ourselves in the areas of understanding the Quran and the Sunnah and this deen of al-Islam and the other areas that will help us to maintain the Muslim community by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. But this week we want to take a look at holding the amanah in another way. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. And fear the fitna or the punishment that will not only befall those who are wrongdoers in particular, meaning fear the punishment that will fall upon those who are righteous as well as those who are wicked. We see in the narration of Mutarrif rahimahullah qala qultu lizzubairi radiyallahu anhu ya aba abdillah ya aba abdillah ما جاء بكم ضيعتم الخليفة حتى قتل ثم جئتم تطلبون بدمه قال الزبير رضي الله عنه إنا كنا نقرأ على أهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأبي بكر وعمر وعثمان واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة ولم نكن نحسب أن أهلها حتى وقع منا حيث وقعت أو كما قال أخرجه الإمام أحمد في مسنده وهو صحيح. مطرف رحمه الله said, I said to الزبير, and this is the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and one of the ten who have been granted Jannah on the tongue of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said to him, O Abu Abdullah, what has made you come to us? You did not take care of the Khalifa until he was killed, and now here you come looking to revenge his life? So as Zubair radiallahu anhu, he said, we used to read during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, and fear the fitna or the punishment that will befall not only the wrongdoers amongst you in particular. And we did not think that we were the ones who were worthy of this ayah until what happened, happened. And this is collected authentically by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. And in the other narration of Al-Hasan, rahimahullah, قال الزبير بن العوام رضي الله عنه كنا نزلت هذه الآية ونحن متوافرون مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة وما كنا نشعر وجعلنا نقول ما هذه الفتنة وما كنا نشعر أنها تقع حتى وقعت أخرجه الإمام أحمد وهو صحيح. الزبير بن عوام رضي الله عنه, he said that this ayah was revealed and we were many with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and fear the punishment, the fitna that will not befall only the wrongdoers from amongst you in particular. And we used to ask, and what is this fitna? And we did not even understand or realize that this fitna would ever take place until it had taken place. And this is collected authentically by Imam Ahmad. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qala fi hadhihi al-ayah, Amara Allahu al-mu'minina alla yuqirru al-munkara bayna adhhurihim, alla yuqirru al-munkara bayna adhhurihim, فَيُعَمَّهُمُ إِلَّا يُعَمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِالْعَذَابِ
أخرجه الطبري وهو حسن. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he said pertaining to this ayah, and be aware of the fitna that will not befall only the wrongdoers amongst you in particular. He said Allah, he commanded the believers not to let the wrong be okay without changing it when it's in their midst. Otherwise Allah will punish everyone with a punishment. As we see in the hadith of Salama رضي الله عنها, قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ظهرت المعاصي في أمتي عمهم الله بعذاب من عنده. قلت أما فيهم يومئذ أناس صالحون؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بلى. قالت فكيف يصنع أولئك؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يصيبهم ما أصاب الناس ثم يصيرون إلى مغفرة من الله ورضوان. أخرجه الأحمد وهو صحيح. Salama, the wife of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when the sins and acts of disobedience become widespread in my ummah, then Allah would make everyone punishable for it. So Salama, she said, at that time, won't there be righteous amongst them? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, of course. She said, then what will happen to the righteous? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the same thing that will happen to the wrongdoers will happen to them, and then they will go to a forgiveness from their Lord and His pleasure. And this has been authentically collected by Imam Ahmad. And on the authority of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مثل القائم على حدود الله والواقع فيها كمثل قوم استهموا على سفينة فأصاب بعضهم أعلاها وبعضهم أسفلها وكان الذين في أسفلها إذا استقوا من الماء مروا على من فوقهم فقالوا لو أنا خرقنا في نصيبنا خرقا ولم نؤذي من فوقنا فإن يتركوهم وما أرادوا هلكوا جميعا وإن أخذوا على أيديهم نجوا ونجوا جميعا. أخرجه البخاري. النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the example of the one who is standing on the boundaries of Allah and the one who has transgressed the bounds is like the example of those who were washing up on a boat. There were some of them who were on the top of the boat and some of them who were on the lower level. So when the ones on the lower level wanted to get some water, they would have to go up to the ones who were on top of the boat. So the ones on the lower level, they said, maybe we should put a hole in the bottom of the boat to get some water from so that we won't harm the people at the top of the boat. And if they let them alone to do what they wanted, then all of them will be destroyed. Meaning if they were left alone to put holes in the bottom of the boat, then the ones on the bottom of the boat and the ones on the top of the boat would all be destroyed. And if they would stop them from putting a hole in the bottom of the boat, then the ones on the bottom of the boat would have been saved, and the ones on the top would have been saved. And this is authentically collected by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. We see in these ayat and hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one of the ways to keep the life in the masjid and to keep the knowledge disseminating and spreading amongst the Muslims and to keep the programs and the activities going at the Islamic Center of America and to keep the doors open at Masjid Ahl al-Sunnah and Madrasat Ahl al-Sunnah is going to be a responsibility upon all of us to hold the amana, to hold the trust, by staying away from sins. Because the harm that might come to all of us, it might be the cause of only a few from amongst us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts and our tongues and our body parts from disobedience and sin.
Bismillah. Alhamdulillah.
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، some of the people, they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't test all of us with a punishment because of the deeds of only a few from amongst us. They say, don't you read the statement of Allah ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Have not you heard the statement of Allah ta'ala, O you who believe, concern yourselves with yourselves. Those who have gone astray cannot harm you so long as you are guided. They think that this means that we do not have to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and to safeguard the rest of the Muslims from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they think that so long as I'm doing what's okay, then let the people who are doing wrong do whatever wrong they want to do. If their belief is not correct, don't correct their belief. If the statements that they make are not proper, don't correct their statements. If their actions or their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in accordance with their deen, that's their problem. Concern yourselves with yourselves. Those who have gone astray won't harm you so long as you are guided. They read this ayah, but they don't understand. As Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Khalifatu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حمد الله وأثنى عليه بما هو أهله ثم قال أيها الناس إنكم تقرؤون هذه الآية وتضعونها على غير موضعها عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم وإنا سمعنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الناس إذا رأوا الظالم ولم يأخذوا على يديه أوشك الله أن يعمهم بعذاب أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. أخرجه أبو داود وهو صحيح. أبو بكر رضي الله عنه, he praised Allah in a manner befitting to His Majesty, and then he said, O humanity, indeed you read this ayat, but you put it in the wrong place, or you don't understand it properly. This is the ayat. I advise you to concern yourselves with yourselves. Those who have gone astray cannot harm you so long as you are guided. Because indeed we heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, if the people see a wrongdoer and they do not stop him from doing his wrong, then Allah will soon encompass all of them with the punishment. عن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من قوم يعمل فيهم بالمعاصي هم عز منهم وأمنع لا يغيرون إلا عمهم الله بعذاب. أخرجه ابن ماجة وهو صحيح. جرير رضي الله عنه, he said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, there will never be a group of people who will let wrongdoing take place amongst them, and they have the power and the ability to stop it, and then they don't stop it, except the punishment will hit all of them. And this has been collected authentically by Ibn Majah. We see in these texts from the Quran and the Sunnah that it's important for all of us to enjoin what is right and to forbid what is wrong, in order to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen in the book of his, in the sunnah of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the way we safeguard our community, by not being disobedient to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with ourselves, where we have the ability to do by being obedient to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we must call to the truth and stop the people from doing what is wrong by enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, when we have the ability to do so, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might save all of us from the punishment of only a few. Some of the people, they say, if the people are doing wrong after they already heard the truth, then why do you keep admonishing and warning the people who are wrong? Just leave them alone to do whatever they want to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. Not only do we warn them in order to safeguard ourselves, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayat, وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ وإذ قالت أمة منهم لم تعظون قوما الله مهلكهم أو معذبهم عذابا شديدا قالوا معذرة إلى ربكم لعلهم يتقون فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به أنجينا الذين ينهون عن السوء وأخذنا الذين ظلموا بعذاب بئيس بما كانوا يفسقون.
Allah Ta'ala, he said, there was a group from amongst them who said, why do you advise and admonish and warn a people who Allah will destroy or he will punish with a serious punishment? They said, in order to have an excuse with our Lord, and perhaps they may fear him. To have an excuse with our Lord, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants us to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. And so long as we enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, even if the people continue in their wrong, so long as we're enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, then we have excuse in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we meet Him, that we did what we were responsible for, and that perhaps by our warning them, maybe those people who used to disobey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they might change their ways back to obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they forgot that which they were reminded of, we save those who used to warn against doing wrong, and we punish those who did the wrongdoing with a serious punishment because of their acts of disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here in this ayat we see that He saved those from amongst us who prohibited and forbid the people from doing wrong, even though they didn't have the ability to stop them, or even though the people continued in their wrongdoing, so long as the people stood firm and prohibiting and forbidding that which was wrong, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them, as this is their excuse in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. But those who disobey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only do they set up the whole community for a punishment, but they definitely set their own selves up for a bad situation with their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from disobedience to Him and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the life that we see in Masjid wa Ahl Sunnah, with the dissemination of the knowledge of Allah's book and the Sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with the children being educated to the affairs of this world, and more importantly to the affairs of the hereafter in Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah, and all of the many programs that we have and activities here at the Islamic Center of America. This is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take this favor away from us until we take it away from ourselves by disobedience to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by not enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. As Allah ta'ala, He says, indeed Allah would not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. Meaning Allah would not change the condition of a people after He has favored them and blessed them until they change the condition in themselves, meaning until they stop being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thankful to Him by being obedient to Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. Until they stop that, Allah won't change what He blessed them from. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He has blessed us with something, then He will not just simply take His blessing away from us, but we will be the cause of the blessings being taken away from us by our disobedience to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by not enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. Oh Allah, make us from amongst the Muslims who are obedient to You and Your Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, save us from disobedience to You and Your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sin. Oh Allah, make us from amongst the Muslims who are obedient to You and Your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who seek forgiveness from the sins that they commit. Oh Allah, make us powerful and mighty, and give us the ability to enjoin what is right and to forbid what is wrong. And oh Allah, don't test us with a fitna.
Oh Allah, don't test us with the fitna that would not only befall the wrongdoers from amongst us, but also the righteous. Oh Allah, don't test us with this fitna, because of the wrongdoing of the righteous, of the wrongdoing of the wrongdoers. But Allah, give us the strength to call them to what is right and forbid them what is wrong. And oh Allah, accept from us our excuse if we call to what is right and forbid what is wrong, and the people are persistent in their wrongdoing. Oh Allah, accept the forgiveness of those people who repent to you and turn to you for forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive us of our wrongdoing and our sins. Oh Allah, forgive us of our wrongdoing and our sins. Oh Allah, forgive us of our acts of disobedience to you and your messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, give us the strength and continue to bless us here at the Islamic Center of America, Masjid Ahl al-Sunnah and Madrasat Ahl al-Sunnah. Oh Allah, keep your promise and your blessings upon us, and don't make us from amongst the Muslims who have changed their plight by disobedience to you and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by not enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله.